started 8 or 2 away, Rob Michelin, Aaron Troy.
So we're just stuck in traffic for about a quarter of an hour. So this parasha, Parashas Tazri, is about Tzaras, the Negev of Tzaras. Why does a person get Tzaras? He gets Tzaras because he spoke Lashon Hara. It's one of the reasons what the Gemara, the Medrash says, that's why Tzaras, a person gets Tzaras. Is everyone knows the Chofetz Chaim was the one who brought the Shmiras HaLoshon down to earth with all the halachas. There was once Asivas Rabbonim, there was a meeting with a lot of Rabbonim in Vilna, and in this meeting they were talking about things that had to be spoken about for that, for those times, and the Chofetz Chaim stood up and the Chofetz Chaim said that the Gemara says that a chazir, a chaza, is a ani, is a aniya shabahimus. However, a kelev is a oshe, he's a oshe. So I think this is the other way around. A chazir is a osher, and a kelev is a ani. That's what the Gemara says. Why? Because a chaza, he's always looking for food and he can't find food. Sorry, chaza is an osher. Chaza is an osher because he eats anything. He can eat mud, any dirt that he finds around. However, a kelev, he's the one who's always sprouting around for food, looking anywhere for food. And because of that, the halacha is, normally on Shabbos, you're not allowed to feed animals. Unless animals that you're taking care of and they're relying on you for food. But normal animals, any other animals, you see an animal in the street, you're not allowed to feed them. And that's why the Mogen Avraham says that you're not allowed to put bread out on Shabbos, Parashas B'Shalach. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to put the bread out. Because Shabbos, you're not allowed to feed animals that are not relying on you. The bears are not relying on you for food. However, Kelovim, dogs, yeah, you're allowed to feed because Kelovim are relying on people to feed them. Al-Gabonim. A Chaza, says the Gemara, is a osher because his food is always found there. A kelev, a dog, he's always sprouting around for food. Says the Chofetz Chaim, a chazir, you could also darshan the Gemara like this. A chazir is osher shebehemus. Means the mitzvah of not eating chazir is osher. Have you ever heard of anyone eating chazir flesh? No. Very rare. Someone bemazed has got a taiva to eat chazir flesh? Not so common. Abba, a kelev is oni. The mitzvah of a kelev is oni. Because the Gemara says, it says in the pasuk, Laisis Hashem Meshav, and the next pasuk it says, La kelev tashlich anayisoy, and we dash them that someone who talks Lashon Hara, which is the love, Laisis Hashem Meshav, is roi lashlich eleklovim. So the kelev is really identifies Avodah Zarah, Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is ania, is poor. Means it's an avera, which unfortunately people take advantage of. It's not so commonly kept. It's an army. Of them of the Chofetz Chaim, that like people keep the mitzvah of chaza, that they don't eat chaza, a person for the same reasons, the same chayma, the same stringency, avodah zarah, you're not allowed to eat avodah zarah. You're not allowed to talk lashon hara. That's what the Chofetz Chaim says. And that's what he wants to point out at the Asivas Rabbonim in Vilna, that for the same reason, the same stringency of Chaza is also Lashon Hara. And you shouldn't think, just like, Lashon Hara, yeah, Lashon Hara is not so bad. No, Chaza, like you don't eat Chaza, you don't talk Lashon Hara. And he says about Asifa that maybe this should be something that the Rabbonim should talk about, that say that Lashon Hara is a Chomedek Aveira, just like Chaza Flesh. Rav Chaim Oizer Grudzinski stood up afterwards and he said, you're right. That's me, you're right. However, to say that to the Tzibur, L'chaira, he said, you shouldn't do that. Why? He said, because till now, everyone's keeping chaza. Lashon Hara is not so, people are not so careful about it. If you come along and you say that Lashon Hara is like chaza, what might happen, just like they're not keeping Lashon Hara, the Issa of Lashon Hara, they might not keep chaza. So better just leave it as it is, even though they're not keeping Lashon Hara, but chaz chaza they're going to keep. Well, upon him, the Issa of Lashon Hara, that's klar, is zikha not less chomer than chaza. Unishno is not less chomer, is zikha more chomer. Like the Chofetz Chaim says, you could be over on 17 lavim when he over 17:11 when he taught Lashon Hara, Chaza l'chol ayoisa be over on one lav. Very similar is the Issa of Teiloim, last week's parasha. Teiloim, it could be over 4, 5, 6 lavim. Chaza is only one lav. There's a big nidin in the Achreinim, Heintik Apoiskim, about eating herring, fish, because there's worms inside. So some hold that it's osa, some hold it's mutter. So it's one rav that told this gehillah that you better eat chaza than eating teloim. They're eating fish. Better eat chaza than eat herring. Herring, there's a big shayla with the worms and the herring. Better eat chaza. Chaza, you will be over on one lav. This, you could be over on six lavim. He was machbe. I think the minug is zicha over here to be mekel. The place can be mekel. But al-kaponim, loshen hara, it could be over on 70 lavim. The Gemara in Yevamos, the famous Gemara, the Gemara says that Talmid Rebbe Akiva was Mesu, they died between Pesach and Atzeres. And the Gemara says, Chulam Mesu ba'Askra. Askra, they died with a Misa of Askra. Says the Marsha, why Askra? Says the Marsha, the Gemara says, Shabbos, Daf Lamed Gimel, the Askra a person gets if he talks Lashon Hara. So they shalaynagu kaviz elozeh was that they spoke Lashon Hara one about the other. It's like a topical parasha in the Oima, parasha Tazria about Tzaras that comes from Lashon Hara in the Oima, which the Tamid Rebbe Akiva died because of Lashon Hara. So the parasha starts off. The parasha of Tzaras starts off. Adam kiyeh ba'or b'soroi sa'isoi sa'pachas ba'heres v'hoya ba'or b'soroi l'negat Tzaras. So if you hear the Al-Sheikh, he's got a few kashas. Number one, the first word of the pasuk, Adam. Adam, he brings down, Adam, as we know, the Gemara says that only a Yid is called Adam. Ein avoydas kechavim, a goy is, ein goy kari Adam. That's why the Gemara says that when it says in the pasuk, Adam ki yomus ba'el, that only a Yid is called Adam, a goy is not matame ba'el. That's what Rav Shimon ben Yochai says. Al-Kapanim, Adam is in reference to a chashav person, a yid. And the Zoya says Adam is not only reference to a yid, a chashav yid, a chashav yid. Ask the Al-Sheikh. Adam kiye ba'i besaroi. A person who's got this title as Adam, kiye ba'i besaroi, he's the guy getting tsaras. What do you mean? If he's getting tsaras, that means it was oiv averis. Oiv averis, I wouldn't call him Adam. So why do we call him Adam? It's kasha number one. Kasha number two, the Al-Sheikh asks, the Pasuk says, Vayte v'hoya ba'oyer b'soroi. V'hoya is a lashon of simcha. Vayehi is a lashon of tsar. And v'hoya is a lashon of simcha. What sort of simcha is going on over here? This fellow is getting tsaras. What's going on? And another Kasha he asks is, why nowadays, this is what the Al-Sheikh says, why nowadays we don't have tsaras? So, I think it's a bit of a nidden whether nowadays there is such a musug of tsaras. The Tiferet Yisrael asks why nowadays, he seems to take on that there is tsaras nowadays, and he asks, how come we don't go to the Koyan, we don't send him out the three camps, he doesn't say Tommy Tommy Yikra, what's the pshat? He seems to take on that there is tsaras, but the Al-Sheikh asks that, how come there's no tsaras nowadays? So the Al-Sheikh says that there's a big yisoid. When a person does an Avera, then we think, the Pashtus is, that a person does an Avera, he gets Oynosh, and he does a mitzvah, he gets Cha. It means, like a teacher in school, a boy misbehaves, he gets a patch, he gets a punishment. And if he does something good, then he gets a sweet. And then that's the same thing, we do mitzvahs, we get Cha, and we do Averas, we get Oynosh. Says the Al-Shechna. That's not how it works. When a person does an Avera, he creates a certain Ruach HaTumah. He creates Ruach HaTumah, and that Ruach HaTumah, that's who demonstrates he goes on and he causes that Oynish to happen. And the same thing with Scha Mitzvah. Person does a Mitzvah, he causes a certain Taradik Ruach, and that thing sorts out his Scha. And the same thing is in Gehenim. The Gehenim is not a new Musug of Gehenim. He goes into Gehenim. What happens is, it's the same Ruach HaTumah. It's the Ruach HaTumah that comes from him doing an Avera. He's the person that creates that thing through the Avera, and that's what gives him the Oynosh. Says the Al-Sheikh, Tsaras is the same thing. With the Tsaras, that Ruach HaTumah goes into a person, and because the person is Tahir, and this is a Ruach HaTumah, so now we've got a conflict between Tumah and Tara, and that's when the Tsaras sprouts from the Ruach HaTumah that comes into a person that creates the Tsaras. Oibazoi, Zog the Al-Sheikh, only a person who's in Gansam Toir, he's a pure person, is going to get Tsaras. A person who's Tommy anyway, he's a person, he's not careful about doing Averus, he's got a certain tumor on him anyway, by him the tumor is not going to affect him. He's got antibodies, this fellow. He's Tommy anyway. Only a Reina Mensch, a person who's completely Toir, only him, the Tsaras is going to affect him. Mimela says, Al-Sheikh, you want to know why we call him a Adam, a Chosh of a Mensch? Because only on a Chazal, Adam, a Chosh of a person with such a title, is the Tsaras going to affect him and come out on his skin? Because otherwise it's not going to affect him. He's Tommy anyway. Mimela says, Al-Sheikh, that's the Pshat. Why? Nowadays we don't have Tsaras. It's because we're not on the level that they used to be. They used to be Anoshim Tahirim Shleimim. Nowadays we're not. Oibazi, that's why we don't have Tsaras nowadays. Amimela, to answer the other kasha, you want to know why the Pasuk says Vahaya, Ba'ir Basaray Lanega, Vahaya Zeloshim Simcha? Because if a person gets Tsaras, it's a good sign. It's not a good sign because he did not have Erev, but it's a good sign that the person is Be'emus Adam Asholim, Nos, he tripped up. He spoke Loshon Hara. Oibazi, that's why it's Vahaya, it's Taka, it's a Simcha. It's a Lashon Simcha, because it shows that Be'etzim, he's a good man. That's what the Al-Sheikh says. The Apirion, Rav Shlomo Gansfried, he says a different pshat, in why it says Adam. What's Adam? And he says that the word Adam is a word that it's singular and it's plural. You got a lashon of enosh, of a man. It's also a word for a man. You may say anoshim or ish ishim. Adam is a word that is, it's Adam. It's lashon yochid. You can't make it plural. By definition, it's just singular. I mean, mainly he says like this. He says saras is a nega that comes, which is, it's not, you don't go to the doctor when you get saras. Why don't you go to the doctor? If you get a rash on your arm, you go to the doctor. You go running off to the doctor. Why over here do you not go to the doctor? He says, because it's a spiritual chayli. It's an illness which is spiritual. You don't go to the doctor. And therefore he says, where does it come from? What's the pshat why a person gets saras? Zok la'apirion, because a person speaks Lashon Hara. And what happens when he speaks Lashon Hara? Then it divides up people. Like the Gemara says, why is he bothered the Yeshiva? Why does he have to go with Chutzla Machana? Because he caused that there should be argument between Ish and Ishtoi. So Bazoi, we send him packing him off to separate him from anyone else. And therefore, the Lashon Hara that caused people to split up. Mimela, he says, Klal Yisrael by definition are one nation. And Klal Yisrael are one, they're all together. And they have to be together. That is what Klal Yisrael is. They are one nation and Ke'ish Echad B'Lev Echad. Zog the Torah. Do you know what we have to do? We have to bring you Tsaras to make back the Adam. To make sure that we're back into the Adam, into the singular. Because Klal Yisrael needs to be singular. And you who spoke Lashon Hara, you caused to be the opposite. Oh. There's another shaila over here. Why dafka to go to the kohen? Why the kohen? So you could say, because like we just said, it's a spiritual illness. You're not going to go running off to the doctor. So who do you go to? So maybe you should go to the rov. Why the kohen? The kohen specializes in doing avodah. He does avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Do we find anywhere that there's a maila of a kohen? The kohen does something which is not avodah? No. He does avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. So why over here do you go running off to the Kohen? Zog Meshech Chachma. The Medrash says, there's a machloikus. How far do you have to keep away from a Metzaira. He goes b'chusa machana and he says, "Tommy, Tommy, Yikra, don't come near me." So what is the shia of the social distancing you have to have for a Metzaira? So the Medrash says two shittas. One man d'Amar says dalad amos, close to 2 meters. The other man d'Amar says 100 amos. So there's a Medrash v'loy peligi, and there's no machloikas. Why? The man d'Amar that says 100 amos is talking about when there's a eastern wind, so the wind can bring the droplets from the Metzaira to a person. It means that a Metzaira, it's a proper illness, and it's contagious. You don't want to catch it. And therefore, if there's an eastern wind that's going to bring the droplets from the Metzaira, you've got to distance yourself 100 amos. The other man, the Amar, that says 4 amos, he's talking about when there's no wind. So there's no wind, so 4 amos is enough. Zot the Meshech Chachma. No. So you got a Metzaira, and his nega needs checking. Who's the one that's going to go and say, you know what, I'm going to check it? Hey, you don't want to go near the fellow. Who's going to go to check if he's got 2 hairs, 1 hair? Is it the right color? Which nega is it? Who's going to have the guts? He doesn't want to go near the fellow. Says the Meshech Chochma, the Kohen is the right man for the job, because he brings a pasuk down in Divrei Hayomim that there's special hashkacha on the Kohen. Kohenim have a special hashkacha on them, and by them, even if they go near the guy, nothing's going to happen to them. And that's why we go to the Kohen. Merdeka Pshat. That's the Meshech Chochma's Pshat, why we dafka go to the Kohen. In light of that, it's very interesting. Eben Ezra says, when the pasuk says that the Metzaira has to be Tomei Yikra, the pasuk says, Hatzura Shaboy Anega, the Perik Yud Gimel, Pasuk Mem Hei, Hatzura Shaboy Anega, Begodu Yipurumim, Vroishi Yipurua, Vasofam Yate. What does that mean, Vasofam Yate? What's the meaning? So you know what the Eben Ezra says? Eben Ezra says like this, Yate Bebgodov, Megzeras Oita Oir, Vatam Shlo Yazik Beruach Piv. He's got to cover his mouth. He's got to cover his mouth because he doesn't want to affect anyone when he talks from the ruach of his piv, when he speaks. So he might damage someone. So he's got to cover his mouth because it's a contagious illness. And that's why the Meshech Chochma says you've got to dafka only call a kohen. Yeah, but it's an illness. It's an illness. Yeah, you're right. No, you only get it for that. But lamaita, derech hateva, it's an illness. It goes from one person to another. Look, in that, if a person, we know a person only gets something happens to him if he does an avera. But still, he has to guard himself. The halacha of nishmat moed. Api derech hateva, you can't go into a matzav of sakona. This is a matzav of sakona. The Sepurna, however, says a whole different pshat. Why you need a koyim? And the Sepurna says, the reason why you go to the Kohen is because Kisif se Kohen Yishmer Das. He says, the Kohen, you go to him, the Kohen comes to you, and he goes to check the Nega. So he's going to tell you, the Kohenim are the Moirat Tzedek of Klal Yisrael. They're going to tell you, Het Techein Reb Yid, you got Negoim, you got Tzaras, you got to do something about it. Not go running to the doctor. You've got to do tshuva. There's a reason why you got it. Kisif Sikoy and Yishmudaz are going to tell you, come on, tshuva, it's time for tshuva. And, sorry? Oh, because they are the Moira Tzedek. They are the Moira. That's what the Koinim's job is. Kisif Sikoy and Yishmudaz, they are the person who give over to Klal Yisrael, the halachas. I mean, Mela. Sorry? Oh, he's a Koin. Izoi Bazoi. He says even more than that. He's going to tell him to daven, and the Kohen is also going to daven for him. And it's very interesting, the Sepurna later on in the parasha, parasha Metzaira, when his person gets saras on his house, is the Loshon HaPosuk is a finu es habayis. What's a finu es habayis? So the Sepurna's Moira is mashma that he doesn't empty out the house. Other people do it for him. Where's he going? Or was he just sitting there at the side, folding his arms? Where's he? Says the Sepurit, you know what he's meant to be doing? He's meant to be davening. He's meant to be doing tshuva. He's meant to be doing what he's meant to be doing. Other people saw out his house, empty his house. And the Sepurit says, that's why you don't call the Kohen straight away. Why don't you call the Kohen straight away? He says, because first do your tshuva and your davening. Afterwards you call the Kohen. And if you've done the right tshuva and you've done the right davening, then the Kohen might see that the negar is not so bad. If you call the Kohen straight away, then it might be Tommy. Then the davening afterwards is not going to help because it's already Tommy. First daven, do teshuva, and then call the Kohen, and then you've got a possibility that it might be so. That's the Sephornis Prat. So the Korban that a Matzoyah brings, he brings Korbanos. Besides for that, he brings two birds. Why does he bring two birds? So the Rashi brings down the Gemara. And Erchon, the Gemara says, because birds, they twitter the whole time. They're always jabbering. They're talking and talking the own lingo. So therefore, says the Gemara, this person who spoke Lashon Hara, who couldn't control his speech, he brings birds. So understand, he brings a bird. Why two birds? Why does he bring two birds? So the Marshal says, Marshal and Erchon, after Zayin on the base, Marshal says, you know why he brings two birds? Because what do we do to these two birds? One bird we shecht, and the other one we send al Pnei HaSodeh. He said these two birds are, one is for the Lashon Hara that he spoke. So that bird that is keneged, the Lashon Hara that he spoke, so we shecht that bird. We don't want him. The Lashon Hara that he spoke, we shecht that bird. The other bird is for the Divrei Torah, that even though you spoke Lashon Hara, so we might tell a person, you spoke Lashon Hara, gonna make sure you keep your mouth shut from now on. No, no, no. Don't keep your mouth shut. You carry on talking, but you gotta talk the right stuff. You gotta talk the right thing. And you gotta talk in Divrei Torah. So that's why he brings one bird connected to the Lashon Hara, and the other bird is connected to the Divrei Torah. Be meramas to him. Don't stop talking. Avadi you should talk. Abba talk Divrei Torah. I heard, I don't know how musbach it is, but the Chofetz Chaim, right? He was the epitome of Shemirat HaLashon. He wasn't a person who was very quiet. He spoke a lot. He spoke Divrei Torah. He exercised his speech on Divrei Torah. Because you're not meant to be a quiet person. Because faket, being quiet, it's very hard to keep quiet. Right? The Velt says a vort. That the Pasuk says in Parshas Mishpatim, like Kerev Tashlicha Noisoi. That if you got Nevedas or Trefas, you give it to the dogs. Why? Because when Klal Yisrael went out Mitzrayim, the dogs, they controlled themselves from barking. For the Velt Frank the Kasha, no. What else happened in Mitzrayim? The frogs, by Sfaradeya, they jumped even to the ovens. They jumped in the ovens, no. Is that not much worse than just not barking? And where's their scha? What scha do they get for jumping in the oven? The Velt Avot, that if you got something to say and to control yourself from saying it, that's much harder than just jumping in the oven. The Kelev, he wanted to bark and he was managed to control himself. That's much harder than jumping in the fire. Person's got like a shmack of Lashon Hara to say and he controls himself. It's mamash, it's a ganz fight going on there. He's got to say it. Oh, Zot the Marashal, don't control yourself from just not talking, because you're going to platz. You've got to speak, a person's got to talk. Talk, Adarabba, talk, but talk the Ritaira. And that's why you bring two birds. One bird, Keneged, the Lashon Hara, and the other bird is Keneged, the Divrei Torah, that you're meant to be speaking in that place. There's a kasha that is asked, and the chur is a very shtaka kasha. In the seder of the parashios, we have that first comes when a person gets saras on his guf, on his body, and then on his begodim, and then on his house. And really, the order should be the other way around, because we know that first the saras comes on his house, and if he doesn't get the message, then he goes on his clothes, and if he still doesn't get the message, then he gets on his body. And here the parasha says the other way around. A complete teretz, I don't know. I want to explain with this maybe a half a teretz with a Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer says that by Nigi Batim, when a person gets saras on his house, the Pasuk says like this. The Pasuk says that Kisavoy Vaidaber Hashem El Moshe Vel Aaron Leimoy. El Moshe Vel Aaron Leimoy. Kisavoy El Eretz Kanaan. When you come into Eretz Yisrael, Asher Ani Noisi Nachem Lachuzo, Venosati Nego Tzoras Vizach Eretz Achuzas. And Fredach Chasim Soifel. He's talking to Moshe and Aaron. Kisavoy El Eretz Kanaan. When you come into Eretz Yisrael, Asher Ani Noisi Nachem Lachuzo, Asher Ani Noisi Nachem Lachuzo. Where I'm going to give to you Lachuzo for a portion. Moshe and Aaron are going to get a portion in Eretz Yisrael. What's going on? Moshe and Aaron are Kohenim, Levi, and they don't have a portion in Eretz Yisrael. So what does it mean? Asher ani noitzin lachem lachuz. Zog v'chasim soifa. Rashi says, the famous Rashi, besura hi hu lohem shanagoyim boim aleihem. Why? Because the goyim, the amirim, hid in the houses gold and silver. And what happens when you get tsaras and you've got to take the bricks out? So what's going to happen is you're going to take out the bricks and you're going to find tsaras. You're going to find the gold and the silver in the house. I thought tsaras comes because you spoke Lashon Hara. What's going on over here? So chasim soifa. Do you know what we're talking about over here? We're talking about La'osad Lovoy. Vaidaber Hashem and Moshe and Aaron Leimei Kisavoy El Eretz Kanaan Achat Chias Hameisim. When Moshe and Aaron come into Eretz Yisrael, Asher Ani Noisen Lochem La'achuzo, because when Moshiach comes, what's going to happen? Everyone's going to have a portion of Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Mechassim Sofer says. I don't know where he's coming from. Where's Makori? He's probably got Makori. That when Moshiach comes, then everyone, even the Kohen Levim, are going to have a portion of Eretz Yisrael. When Moshiach comes. And then the reason why Tzaraas come then is not because he spoke Lashon Hara. Because then there's going to be no Yetzer Hara. Everything's going to be, there's going to be no Averis at all. So why is Tzaraas going to come then? Do you know why Tzaraas is going to come? Because Rebbe Yisrael wants you to find the gold and the silver in the houses. And that's the Basura Ulaem. It's not going on nowadays when a person gets tsaras. We're talking about Lasid Lavoi. So maybe because this parsha, even though it's also talking about nowadays, or the days that they had tsaras, but since it's also talking about Lasid Lavoi, that's why the Pasuk leaves Nige Batim. Even then, Nige Batim should be the first, because that's the first tsaras that a person gets. But because it's too malasid lovoy, that's why we left it. We left it right to the end. There's a pasuk. The pasuk says, when the metzora brings his karbonos, pasuk says like this: Zois toiras asheboi nega tzoras asheli sasig yodoi betarosoi. It means this, by a metzora, there's a korban that he brings if he's an asher, and if he's an ani, there's another korban, different korban that he brings. So the pasuk says, after the karbonos of a poor person, the pasuk says, Zois toiras asheboi nega tzoras asheli sasig yodoi betarosoi. So Ashalay Tasig Yodai, I understand. He doesn't have enough money to buy a carbon. The beginning of Parashas Tazria, where it talks about a Yoledes, she also has to bring carbonus. And there's different carbonus for a Yoledes who's for a Asher, for a Ani. They doesn't say this Nusach. Ashalay Tasig Yodai Betaharosai. What's Betaharosai? Is that the Chasim Sofer? A Yoledes, the reason why she brings the carbon is because when she gives birth, she makes a shavua. Zot Chasim Sofer, the same Aveira that our Asher does, our Ani also does. It's the same chaim of the Aveira. They're both making shavuos, and therefore they both bring the same korbanos. Our Asher has to bring Asher's korban, which according to his wealth, it's a substantial amount, and according to Ani's wealth, the birds that he brings is also the same, weighed out together with the Asher and the Ani, he's losing the same amount. Because the Aveira is the same Dargov Aveira, and therefore it weighs out that the Korban should be the same. Zodachasim Sofer by Metzaira is very different. Metzaira comes from, because he spoke Lashon Hara, which comes from Gaiva. So the Chasim Sofer understand the Asher being a Balgaiva. Understand he's an Asher. He's what to have be a Balgaiva about. A Bara'ani, why has he got Gaiva? And the Gemara says in Pesachim that there's three things that Rebbe Yishleinam hates, and one of them, the Gemara says, is a Ani who's a Balgaiva. Why is he being a Balgaiva? So it comes out the Avera of the Osher is way less than the Avera of the Ani. The Avera of the Osher, he's got what to have Gaiva about. So he's got what to be Gaiva about, but still, Gaiva is not a good thing to have. Okay, say that you bring a Korban. But the Avera of the Ani is much more than the Osher. He's not a guy who's meant to be having Gaiva. He's not a guy that has a proper taiva for Gaiva. So why has he got Gaiva? And therefore his Avera is much more than the Osher. On that the Pasuk says, so the korban that the Osher brings, okay, he has to bring a korban, he has to lose from his money, he has to bring a korban, but the Ani, according to his Avera, his korban, he's not losing as much as the Osher is losing. His korban is much on a lower level, because his Avera is much greater. On that the Pasuk says, Zoyisteris Hashaboy Negat Saras Hashaloy Sasig Yodoy Beta Harosoy. His Tara is much of a less Tara, because his korban doesn't fulfill so much. And therefore, it's on a much lower level, the korban of Ani. Good Shabbos, good Shabbos. Go ahead.